Blog Talk Radio.
Gay or what?
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Gay or what?
Vince in the Bay.
These people are idiots.
You are correct, sir. It's Vince in the Bay. Hey, everybody. I want to thank my early chit-chatters, Fish Tank Shitter and Angel, the beautiful, lovely, and talented Angel. Here with me tonight, it's Tuesday night, Angel's favorite night. It's New Releases Tuesday. Hey, hey, hey. That's right. New music came out today, and I know in the past I've played some new releases that are not all that great sometimes. Well, you know what? You can take it or leave it. I'm just giving you a sampling of what's out there, what's new musically. And sometimes I'm excited about the artist and sometimes I'm not. But tonight I'm pretty excited about, well, you know, I'm pretty satisfied. I'm satisfied with the lineup I have right now tonight for you. And I'm Patriot Gregging at the moment. But if you can't tell, I've been trying out a new mic lately. Last night I used it for the first hour. Then I switched to my old headset. It's because I've been having some issues. I think it's the microphone itself. I thought it might have been my outboard unit, but I think the mic itself is faulty somehow. I don't know. It's a phantom powered mic and it's really, really testy. It gets all, every once in a while it'll just cut out. So, Grandpa. See, like that. It every once in a while it will fritz out on me like that. Oh well. Hopefully you can hear me. If it becomes a problem, please, if you're in the chat room, let me know and I will address the situation. I'll go back on my old headset, but I'm trying to make this work because I want to give you kids the absolute best experience possible here on my program. Good times. So I opened up there with some new music from, who is that from? The Fleshtones. That's right, The Fleshtones. And they just came out with a new record. It's sort of like an old school throwback rockabilly-ish type of thing, I guess. What would you call that exactly? Whatever. I like it. I think it's good. And I'm going to go into another track here from the Fleshtones. This is Solution. No, that was Solution Number One was the song we heard at the opening there. This one is Coming Home, Baby. If you want to come home with me, give me a call. 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. The Fleshtones with Solution Number One. There's actually another track on that record called Solution Number Two. Solution to what? I have no clue. Doesn't matter, though. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm back here with you live, taking your calls. 347-826-7667 is the number. Yes, I am playing new releases. It's New Releases Tuesday, but I can still take calls. We can still talk and chit-chat about whatever you like. I've played some music, new music there from the Fleshtones. And now I want to get into some music here from a new artist, or new artist to me. I guess this is his second record. I'm talking about Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. And here's a new track from them. I'll give you a little inside scoop on what they're all about in a second. But, oh, crap, I forgot to label these. So this is just a shot in the dark. I know this is Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. New music right here on Disorderly Conduct with yours truly, Vincent the Bay. Join me, won't you? 347-826-7667. Here's new music from Big Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. Here with you if you want to join me here on the new releases Tuesday edition of Disorderly Conduct, the number 347-826-7667. We're getting the party started now with this new Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. You know, every week there's a new every week I do this new releases Tuesday show. There's always like one of all the new releases. There's always usually only like one or two where like I feel compelled to download the entire record. Like I usually to be honest, sorry if any of the artists are listening, but usually there's only like a handful of songs I like, if that. So I don't download the whole record, but you know I contribute to the cause. I purchase the songs for the most part, if they're available. But I to be honest, I don't download the whole record usually. But every week there's usually like one or two artists where I'm like, hey, I might actually try the whole thing. And this week it was Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears for me. And so I'm going to do an extended little set of Black Joe Lewis here. Let's get into some more of it right now. Yeah, you know you love it. It's Vince in the Bay back here with you. If you want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the number. The Tiny Chat's open as well. If you go over there. TinyChat.com/Vince in the Bay. All right, I'm having some technical difficulties here, but I'm going to take calls. I think I have a good friend of mine here. Let's try the 740. You're on the air. Hello? 740? Oh, I'm sorry. Your hand is not raised. That must not be who I thought it was. My bad. If you, some people just call in just to listen. That's fine. I get it. It's totally acceptable. If you want to join the conversation, press the number 1, though. Call in 347-826-7667. Press the number 1. That notifies me that you want to be put live on the air. Whatever. It's Vince in the Bay back here with you on another Vainglorious new music edition of the program. Thank you to the Chit Chatters, Angel Beneath Everything, and Fish Tank Shitter. We also have a guest listener in there. A field reporter for the show? Angel says we need a field reporter for the show. I agree. Angel, would you like to be that field reporter? I'd be honored and pleasured. I would pleasure myself if you would be my field reporter. If you want to do that now, 347-826-7667 is the number. All right, I'm having some technical difficulties here. I'm going to go back into some more music here from Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. I'll be right back.
Hey, we had a job away from Salt Lake City to San Francisco overnight. Had a long job, man, ain't nothing to do. We were both on the way, and me and Bill was up in the front. I said, man, is that a UFO? He said, I think it is. I think there's two of them. I said, man, ain't that place Mustang Ranch on the way? He said, yeah. Let's call him up. Called a girl up on the phone. She said, hello. I said, how much would it be for me to come over and get my hand glazed? She said, sleeping like he always is. Dude put his flashlight in his face. He said, woke up and said, what's going on? He said, you don't need some idea, no. You don't come here and mess with my girl. Now, whatever there is, two big old fat girls come on, sitting on both sides of me. They said, what's up, baby? I said, no, what's going on with y'all? They said, what you want? I said, I want my hair to get glazed. She said, well, come here in the back. Let's talk about it. She said, you need a threesome. I said, I just need it. Only take one to get my hair glazed. How much money you got? I said, about $20. Jungle room, and his teeth was chatting, and he was sweating bullets because he was so damn scared. And she set him down on the couch and put a hand on her leg and said, what you want to do to me? He said, I want my hand to be glazed. She said, how much money you got? He said, $20. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Hey, 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 it's Vince in the Bay coming to you live from the Bay. Where else? If you want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the number. And I just got through playing a ton of Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. That's off his new release. And the release would be entitled Scandalous. That's right, Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. New release out today, Scandalous. So far I played Living in the Jungle, Booty City, and Mustang Ranch, I believe. And yeah, I'll get into one more track here. Before I do, why don't we have a little backstory here, shall we? Let's get to know Black Joe Lewis. Well, Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears know the real shit. Exactly how much dynamite is this Austin Garage Soul band capable of exploding? Who fucking knows? The guitars scream, the drums pummel, the horns wail. And Lewis, who didn't pick up a guitar until he was 20, is the most possessed man in the band. And he's also one demon of a singer. Scandalous is the follow-up to the 2009 debut of Black Joe Lewis. The debut was Tell 'Em What Your Name Is. It was the debut. So this is the sophomore effort from Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. And again, finds them teaming with Spoon drummer Jim Eno, who, you know, I wonder if he's got any relation to Brian. Anyway, who, as producer, he brings the stripped down, punchy minimalism that his main gig employs. It's the most pretentious line I've read so far. Though indebted to the brassy blasts and pleading yelps of James Brown, as well as the riffs of the MC5 and the Stooges, Lewis and company simply howl, turning songs like Mustang Ranch, which we just heard, named after a famous Nevada brothel, for those of you who are fucking prudes, never heard of the Mustang Ranch. He turns these songs into glorious, hedonistic Saturday night gospel standards. Sure, he's got the hard-living, woman-chasing shtick down pat. On Mustang Ranch, he recounts the time he visited a brothel and paid $20 to get his ham glazed. Booty City is a rock, rollicking good time, to say the least. I've had a good time with it tonight. Obviously, I'm bombarding you with it. And the whole record's a rollicking good time. But Booty City is a rollicking good time. You heard that. There's also a track named Black Snake. And let's just say it's not about a reptile, ladies. You know what I'm talking about? The Black Snake. Let's put two and two together. This is Black Joe Lewis. Got a song about the Black Snake. All right. Moving on, if you listen closely, you'll hear funky background vocals, tales of true heartbreak, and even a love song amidst all the scandal. God, who wrote their fucking press release? What a douchebag. More greased grit and grime than smooth satin and shine. Nasty-ass hard blues raunch. More likely to get you tossed out of church than called up to testify. This ain't no throwback, unless Funky Good Times has a shelf life.
Down on me, down, baby.
grandkids. Ronnie Rucker's in the building, so you know we're getting this party started, kids. I'm sure he's already put away one bottle of wine by now, and I've already sucked down at least a gram or two of some of the world's finest sour diesel this side of the Mississippi. If you want to join me, the number 347-826-7667 on Vince in the Bay. I'd love to get a heads up from the chat room on my audio quality. If you can give me a heads up, am I sounding okay right now? Angel, Beneath Everything, Fish Tank Shitter, anybody, can I get an amen? A thumbs up, thumbs down, overall audio quality. I'm breaking in this new microphone. I tried it last night for the first hour, encountered some problems. It's been hit and miss early on here, but right now I feel like I'm in the groove. So I'm going to keep going here. Ronnie gives the heads up. Sounding good. All right, thank you, folks. I appreciate the music is a bit loud. Well, we're partying here, all right? I can't help that. Black Joe Lewis, you can't listen to it softly. It just doesn't. There's one direction the knob goes, and that's up with Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. And that's it. I played four songs from it. That's obviously my pick of the week, kids. But moving on, also this week, Travis, what's his name? The guy, the drummer from Blink, something. Travis Barker, that's his name. He came out with a record. I'm going to get to that in a second, but let's take a call here. Area code 317, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Valerie.
Hey, Valerie. How you doing, girl?
Great. I'm a little drunk, so I was just like, hey.
Oh, sweet.
I wanted
Perfect.
To call in.
Perfect, yeah. Well, I'm really stoned. So, together we can be like the Wonder Twins.
We're like a
but
super
like the
cool.
the wasted, but we'll be the wasted twins.
Okay.
You'll use your powers of drunkenness, and I'll use my stoner powers, and together we'll protect the universe.
And get them drunk and stoned.
Absolutely. So what's on your mind tonight, other than the fact that you're drunk?
I have a lot on my mind. Enjoying my
Are you
wine.
Are you excited? Are you excited about any new music that's out right now?
Well, kind of. Okay, I don't know if it's true. I heard that Hollywood Undead had a new CD out this month, but I
Ooh.
Love them. Hollywood Undead. I love them to death.
Hollywood Undead?
Yes.
I have no idea who that is. Never heard of them.
Well,
wow, I'll have to Google that. You ever heard of Travis Barker?
Yeah.
The drummer for Pearl Jam?
Yeah.
Yeah, he came out with a new record. It's a hip-hop record. Does that make sense?
Huh.
He has like a punk rock drummer, and he came out with a hip-hop record.
Is any good?
I don't know. You tell me. Check it out. Here's I got a couple tracks here. Let's see. I got one here. This one's kind of got the West Coast feel to it. It's got Ludacris, Snoop Dogg, E-40, and Dev on it.
Hmm.
Let's check it out. Here it is. Travis Barker. It's called Knockin'.
Feel the bass. You feel the bass. You feel the bass.
Down the boulevard, feeling hella good. Smoking while I'm driving, you would if you could. So I'm a bus, smoking on this Reggie Bush. Avoiding the Z's, steady trying to hit it. Jesus, geez, you niggas don't get it. And she's a tease, you're never gonna hit it. She said she wanna keep her clothes on. I'm not a drummer, but this summer the beat goes on. I told her, let me flip this shit, and then I'll dip this shit. then I'll hit this shit. I'm the magnificent, equivalent to no other, relevant to recover, selling shit to your mother.
Tell me, can you hear?
Cause I'm the best, so they got me mistooking. So clock in and watch this lyrical ass whooping. Cause they got blows that make hoes sleepy like slow jams. My shit rock, okay. Like Lindsay Lohan. Listen to Luda in the Cadillac Roham. Try to turn me down and your niggas like, no, man. Don't you ever touch a black man's radio. Especially when Luda busts rhymes and scenarios. Clack, clack from Rio to Ontario. Busting through your speakers like Tyson's in your stereo.
Brand new from Travis Barker. Travis Barker. Brand new music. What'd you think of that, Valerie?
I don't know. It's different. I don't know yet. To be honest. I'm not really into, like, a lot of hip-hop.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling that either. Although I liked it, I liked Snoop Dogg had what he called he's smoking the Reggie Bush. That was a cool line. I like that.
Yeah.
And E-40 is always good. You like E-40?
I never really listened to him. Actually.
You don't like hip-hop at all, so you don't care about any of these guys.
Yeah,
E-40 is from the Bay Area. He's from the East Bay. And he, like, predates – he was doing, like, all this crazy talk way before – Snoop Dogg, or he came out, yeah, way before Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg, a lot of his fizzle, whizzle, chisel, dizzle stuff, that's all straight ripoff from E-40 and Mac Dre. All those dudes are talking like that way before Snoop Dogg. Snoop just, like, made it cool. But, yeah, E-40, he's a wordsmith. You should definitely check him out, E-40. All right, I got another caller here. Let's go to the 740. You're on the air.
What's up, bud? It's Metal. How you doing?
Metal. I'm good, man. I'm doing fantastic. I got the beautiful Valerie here. I'm trying to seduce her with some hip-hop, and mm-hmm. She hates hip-hop.
Good. Good.
What's going on with you, dude? Are you? Did you finish your homework?
Okay. All right. I'm about done with those jokes. Okay. yeah, I actually took a huge test and I got an A. So, yeah, this.
There you go. So the answer is yes.
Yes. So yeah, I'm watching some Adult Swim now, and it's like really, really quiet and dark.
Right on. Cool, man. What else is going on?
We just got done recording like 5 tracks in the studio last week. So we got enough to start doing some more gigs. And I don't know. I got to get a hold of Bill Wagner. I don't know when he wants to do that, but everyone's ready and we got stuff to do it. So you should totally come out if we do play that. Oh, wait a minute.
Sure,
you're in California,
man.
Right?
I'm in California. Where are you going to do that?
Oh, crap. It's probably in either Cincinnati, Ohio, or Northern Kentucky. I forgot you were in California.
That's cool. Videotape it, man. Send it to me. I'll play it on my show.
We'll do.
There you go. Metal Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to promote anything here on my show, I'm more than happy to do it, especially somebody like Metal Talk. Metal Talk's been very instrumental in keeping things, keeping spirits alive in the chat room and whatnot. He created the Tiny Chat, which I dropped off of for a second now. There, I'm not in there right now. I'll get back on there in a second. But if you want to, if you want to see the Insider Extreme Cam, it's what is it? It's tinychat.com/Vince in the Bay, and I'm going to go in there. I'm going to open that up myself right now and get logged in there. I was worried I might have had some bandwidth issues, so I shut it down for a second. But I think Metal's in there, and Metal's not in there. I'm in there alone. Perfect. All right. Well, I'm just gonna hang out in here if you guys want to. Take a peek at me. You can just log in there. I'll chit chat during the breaks while I play music. But yeah, it's tinychat.com/Vince in the Bay. Also, of course, check me out on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay. And I'm on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. All right, so another new release today. Steve Martin. You guys know Steve Martin, right? Well, the comedian, yes, Steve Martin, that wild and crazy guy. He's released a banjo record called Steve Martin and the Steve Canyon Rangers. And there's a couple of interesting tracks on here. He has one track featuring the Dixie Chicks, another track featuring Paul McCartney. It's basically just him playing banjo. He doesn't even sing or anything, I don't think, really. There's a couple of tracks with singing, but it's usually by guest people. But here it is. There's Steve Martin playing banjo. Oh, wait. Wrong track. This is Steve Martin playing banjo. right. So you get the point. You get the deal there. You know what I'm saying? Steve Martin put out a banjo record. Oh wait, but Paul McCartney's on it too. Here, listen to this. This is Steve Martin on banjo with the Steep Canyon Rangers, featuring Paul McCartney. Party going on here. Take care of that. Okay. Vince in the Bay back here with you. 347-826-7667 is the number. Space Poet, thank you for joining the program here. I was telling you I have a message for you, and I've got to find the message. Give me just a second here. Let me put some, where are we on the program here? Oh, we're wrapping up hour number one. I'm Vincent the Bay. It's new music, new releases Tuesday. Tonight playing music from Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears, Rise Against, Los Amigos Invisibles, Jay Maskus, Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers, Travis Barker, the Fleshtones, Screeching Weasel, and taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Big ups to Valerie for calling in earlier. I love her and want to make love to her again on the air. That was a pleasure. It was a quickie. That's fine. Those are great too. So anyhow, getting back to the music. So Steve Martin put out a banjo record, and I played a track there with him and Steve Martin. And there's another track on it that is worth checking out. And I'm going to play that for you right now. And then I'm going to come back with your calls, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
You know, religious people have such beautiful music and art, and atheists really have nothing. Until now. Little tune called Atheists Don't Have No Songs.
Christians have their hymns and pages.
Hymns and pages.
Hava Megillahs for the Jews.
For the Jews.
That's its head, the Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Atheists just sing the blues.
Romantics play
Clair de Lune.
Clair de Lune.
Born again, sing he is risen. But no one ever wrote a tune for godless existentialism.
For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing
a song of faith.
In their song,
they have a rule.
The he is always lowercase. The he is always lowercase.
Some folks sing
a Bach cantata.
Bach cantata.
Lutherans get Christmas trees. Atheist songs add up to nada.
Up to nada.
But they do have Sundays free.
Have Sundays free.
Pentecostals sing to heaven.
Sing to heaven.
Gothics had the Book of Scrolls.
Numerologists count to seven. Count to seven.
Atheists have rock and roll.
For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing
a song of faith.
In their songs,
they have a rule.
The he is always lowercase. The he is always lowercase.
Atheists
don't have no songs.
Christians have their hymns and pages.
Hymns and pages.
Hava Megillahs for the Jews.
For the Jews.
Baptists have the Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Atheists just sing the blues.
Catholics
dress up for mass
and listen to
Gregorian chants.
Atheists just take a pass,
watch football in their underpants. Watch football in their underpants.
Atheists.
Atheists.
Disorderly Conduct.
With your host, Vince at the Bay.
Vince in 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 the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? See what I'm talking about.
In the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Hey, everybody. Vince in the Bay back here with you. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667 is the number. And big ups to Space Poet. Space Poet, I have a message for you. And it's Poet Janet Dawson posted earlier today, someone tells Space Poet I asked about him. Haven't heard from him in some time. So you got to check out Poet. Hang on, I got to make a general. Actually, you know what? I should make a general announcement after the out of this. Hang on. Actually, Let me get that set up. While I'm doing that, let me bring on the Jew. Hey, Jew, what's going on, dude?
I'm watching the meltdown.
Debbie Daly still on?
Who cares about that? The one that everybody said wasn't going to happen.
Oh, I thought it already happened.
Oh,
there's
it's
another one?
Going to happen again. Are you heading out to the East Coast?
I don't know. Maybe I will.
It would be a good time to visit.
Crazy, man. It's going to be a big enough radiation leak that it's going to reach how far deep into the continental United States do you think it'll go?
I don't know, but it's they think it's going to reach the United States, and I think what's going to happen is we're going to see so much disruption of our everyday lives. We'll never see anything like it again. Well, maybe we will, but we won't. We won't have seen anything like it. See, this is an onion. Every time somebody peels back a layer, there's a lot more to look at. And everything that you're looking at today, you were told a couple days ago that it was impossible, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So we're being lied
to. You know what? You know what? There's a lot of lots of mixed messages out there, though. There's people.
The guys who ran away. guys who ran away just now.
Even your buddy Alex Jones today. I listened to all of Alex Jones today, and by the way, all 7 hours or whatever he did. He had some deep. Him and his staff, it sounded like they were overdosing on potassium iodine on the air. And then he had a real pharmacist come on and tell him, look, dude, it's possible to overload your thyroid, you know, and plus, you know, having a healthy thyroid is only going to save you from a certain, you know, certain amount of radiation, and plus, I mean, if you think about it, we're already exposed to radiation all the time on a daily basis. I'm absorbing radiation like a motherfucker right now. I've got a laptop and a bunch of electronics and a phone and a camera and a microphone and a bunch of shits around me. I've got shit radiating at me like a motherfucker right now. So I think there is a certain amount of radiation that we are intrinsically able to resist. And I'm not ready to say the end of the world is here. You know, even if it's Chernobyl-esque, it's still look at Chernobyl. There's still Three Mile Island, whatever example you want to take. Life goes on. The planet didn't shut down. You know, so it's not the end of the world. I don't think I'm still not convinced the West Coast is going to get contaminated. I'm not going to stick around for a long time to find out. Quite frankly, I have the luxury of I'm single. I don't have a family. I don't have a lot. I mean, I have family, but I don't have a family. And so I'm mobile, and it's not a problem for me to get up and go on a little extended vacay and wait things out. I think right now is a great time to go on a trip. Why not? Why not go on a trip to the East Coast and just wait things out, see what's going on? I'm not convinced that there's a toxic cloud of doom on its way to California right now, but I am on high alert. I have to admit it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you just unmute me?
Yeah.
Amazing how that silently happens. The one thing that wasn't and didn't miss my radar, and by the way, I was going to ask you, when you're sitting around doing all that computer stuff, you mean you don't wrap yourself in silver foil?
Oh, I have a tinfoil hat for sure.
No. Yeah. Why would you need a hat? You need to wrap yourself in silver foil.
Oh, is that what I have to do?
Yeah, and make sure you put the right side silver foil on the right side.
So did you hear Alex Jones gargling potassium iodine on his program today?
I didn't hear that, but I heard most of Alex Jones.
He had a broad range of characters on there. I have to admit, though, you know, I'm not exactly impressed with some of the people he decides to let talk and share serious airtime with him.
That may be, but let me tell you this. One thing that was unmistakable today is the workers at the plant in Fukushima running away and leaving it. There isn't anybody there.
Oh, no, I'll tell you what was telling was a couple of days ago when they said, we're pulling our troops and our ships the fuck out. Are we going to stay and help? No, we're getting the fuck out.
Well, that may be, but no workers at that plant. That says an awful lot, doesn't it?
Well, first of all, I was surprised there was workers there right now at all to leave.
I think they'll be dead within a couple of years at the most.
Dude, honestly, I think all of Japan is probably not safe. I think that's a safe assumption.
They just said that they had heightened radiation levels 200 miles away.
You know what? I have one friend that I know that lives in Tokyo, and I haven't talked to him in years. I haven't talked to him since I joined Facebook. So I looked him up on Facebook. He's on Facebook, but he hasn't accepted my friend request. So I'm dying to get a hold of them and get an on-the-ground report.
Well,
but yeah, it's insane, dude. It's insane. And I'm on pins and needles. I have to admit it.
Well, it's insane. Totally... And it's also, we've got several of those, I think 19 of those same reactors. And if you listen to Alex Jones was the first one to come up with that whole thing this afternoon about how the spent fuel rods are just placed on top of the containment vessel and stacked in there. So we just watch those things blow out of that one building. And that's the way they do it here, apparently. That's the way they do it in all these Mark 1s. So we got a little ticking time bomb here as well. It's great, huh? In fact, I'm going to go to...
No, it's not great.
Let's see.
It's sad.
Let's see what's great about it.
I think it's sad. I think it's really fucking scary. And it's amazing to look at these pictures of the resilient faces of these different individuals and some of these amazing photographs that I see out there. You know what? You can say goodbye to Anderson Cooper and Sanjay Gupta. You know, those, but I don't know. I wouldn't count them out yet, though. Sanjay Gupta has survived. He survived the fucking swine flu, bro.
All right, I just found out that nuclear reactor near me is a Mark II, not a Mark I. I guess that's good. I used to fly. Do you know what? I'll tell you, I've probably done something that I think most people have never done. You know what that is?
What?
I flew through the plume at this one particular reactor because it's right near an airport. In fact, as you take off, the reactors are a little bit to your left. And so I was, I think I was coming back in. I was just kind of flying around the airport, and I figured, boy, what would it be like to fly through the steam cloud, right? Well, mm-hmm. I went through that sucker, and it was bumpy as hell. I was surprised because it was like flying in the clouds, which I'm not certified to do, but I can do. And I had to go look at it. I had to go stare at instruments because when you're in an airplane and you go into what they call IMC, you need to look at your instruments, not outside, because you'll never be able to orient yourself properly. So I just watched the instruments to make sure it's flying straight and level. I knew it was about 100 feet, 200 feet above the reactor. And I flew directly over the top of it. And I'll tell you, that was one bumpy ride. That was interesting, though. It's interesting how close these things are around. You don't think that much of it.
Yeah, for sure.
I wouldn't want to be flying through the stuff now.
Neither do I. It's really storming really, really hardcore here right now too. I wonder if major storm formations help or hurt it because hurt. You know it hurts it. It makes it worse or
well, if there's radiation, if there's particles in the air, the water will bring them to the ground.
Hmm. So it's good if there's like big weather storms all over the Pacific.
Well, you want it to go. You want it to go in, I guess, into the Pacific, in the middle.
See, I would think you would want it to not get swirled up in anything. You'd want to somehow, like why can't they do some sort of like radiation fishnet type thing? You know what I'm saying? Like, come up with some technology that allows you with a laser to scan the atmosphere and find and detect all the particles, and then just create a cubic perimeter around, you know, whatever, how many square miles you have to go around where you've detected those particles, and just fucking put a dome around it.
Wow. I think you're going to find...
put a dome over Japan and let those people just fucking just work it out.
Well, whose fault is it that Japan has so many nuclear reactors and all that? Is it their fault, our fault? Did everybody just sort of ignore everything because Japan is, you know what, here's the thing I noticed today. Everybody cares so much about what's going on in Japan. Guess where they don't give a shit about what's going on?
Libya, where people are getting the shit fucking shot up and blown up.
It is Haiti. Nobody gives a shit about Haiti.
Oh, Haiti's been off the map for, that's way back, bro. People, like, we already, between now and then, we've already, like, gone through, like, the Chilean miners and all. There's been so much shit that's happened since the Haitian quake. Forget it. Sean Penn must not do movies anymore. He must just do, like, run around and chase disasters all for a career now. No. I mean, seriously, every week there's some disaster in the world. I mean, how many tribute shows can you do? How many relief funds can you contribute to?
I don't know. I do know one thing.
What?
This is going to be some serious stuff going on in the next couple of days, and it's just going to get worse and worse and worse.
It's okay, though, because help is on the way, Jew.
Really? What help was that?
Well, it's a track from the brand new Rise Against album. And it's part of New Releases Tuesday with yours truly, Vincent the Bay. I'll be right back here with the Jew. Here's Rise Against with Help Is On The Way.
Hey!
yeah. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. I got an echo. Yeah, that was Rise Against, brand new Rise Against with Help Is On The Way. And I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm going to be right back here in a minute with the One Angry Jew. We're going to continue to chit-chat here about the Japan situation that is just unfolding and getting more and more disturbing by the moment. But we're not going to let that damper the party tonight, though, kids. We're celebrating brand new music from artists that released brand new tunes today. And one of the tracks that came out was a new track, a new record from Jay Maskus of Dinosaur Jr. fame. A new record just came out today, and this is a track called Not Enough.
She was gone again, and I'm not sure what I knew, but I looked again, and the truth gave me clue. Said my love, why was it not enough to keep? And it's tough, and I can't accept defeat. And I know my mind, I know I should be grateful, but it's hard for me, I'm done so easily. Can we be loved? Can we be free? Can we be all these things you said to me? Can we be loved? Can we explain? Can we be all these things and all the pain? I know myself and I can't take it either. And it can't be good if I'm the one who's mean. And we were off again, and I just could not believe it took so long again. I should have known, should have seen. Said my love, that was the only way to be. Not enough. Then the future came to me, and I know my mind, I'm out of time, it's over. And I'll even hear that no way it should run. Can we be loved? Can we be free? Can we be all these things you said to me? Can we be loved? Can we explain? All these things and all the pain. Can we be loved? Can we be free? Can we go on? Can we not see?
Said my love, that was the only way to be. Not enough, and I can't believe. I know my love, I know my love is over. And I wish I did, I wish I did.
To Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Hey, 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 it's Vince in the Bay back here with you. Taking your calls. If you want to join me, I have 30 minutes to go here. I got the Jew with me still. So, Jew, what's your What's the latest exactly with what's going on over there in Japan? Where does it stand exactly right now at this hour? It's now 10:30 p.m. Pacific Daylight or Pacific Daylight Time.
Were you a fan of the movie that Mel Gibson was in, the
Braveheart?
Braveheart. Were you a fan of Braveheart?
No.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Do you remember the scene where the Irishman looks over and he says, God's with me, he says, but I'm sure you're fucked. That's about how it is.
Okay.
We're all kind of fucked. You're all fucked. See, if the radiation doesn't get you, the repercussions from the radiation are going to get you.
No,
and
the taxes.
You wait and see.
The taxes and the parking tickets.
Wait a minute. Now you wait.
You
remember that I said this, okay? Because all those cocksuckers out there, all those pieces of shit that always say that the Judas know what he's talking about. Have you noticed that Obama, that piece of shit?
Are you talking about the Skype assholes?
No. Have you noticed that Obama, the piece of shit that he is doing nothing? He's bracketing whatever. He's making a point of doing nothing. Now, while all this is going on, you should ask yourself two questions. One, what are these cocksuckers, and I mean cocksuckers, in the White House planning for this disaster? In other words, what are they doing now? While the world's eyes are on Japan, what are these cocksuckers in the White House doing now? But a bigger question is going to be, how are they going to take this emergency, this event, this worldwide event, and take it and use it for their own gain? And you can be damn sure that they're going to find a way to subvert the American people through this disaster. Absolutely, 100%. And there's people sitting there listening to what I'm saying now, going, oh, that's you, that's you, whatever. Well, you know what? Let me tell you something about those people. I hope you get cancer. I hope you get cancer that eats you slowly and you die from it, but not quick. I want you to suffer because you're pieces of shit. I'm so tired of the people that just look at what's reality and say, well, you know, the Jew's wrong. I know I'm right. Nothing would happen like that. Meanwhile, we have history behind us telling us that they're going to do everything they can to fuck with the American people. And they will be fucking with the American people. And this is such great cover for these people to do all sorts of stuff. It's not funny. So you people that doubt me and whatnot, and I even told my friends with the 9/11 stuff, I said, one day you will realize that what I told you was correct. That everything I told you that was that the government did it, the government knew about it, that we did it to ourselves, it was a self-inflicted wound, you'll find out that I'm right. But when you find out that I'm right, it will be too late. When you realize that I was right, it will be too late for you. Because by the time you find that out, everything will have been gotten so bad that you won't have a choice, but you will know. And you may think back and think, wow, the Jew was right. Of course, I'm going to substitute my name in there for my friends because I said the same thing to them. I said, hey, you don't believe me, you think I'm a fool. Unfortunately, one day you're going to find out that I was right. And don't call me to apologize because it won't make any difference. I won't be here. I will be long gone.
All right. I have a problem with that for one particular reason. It's the same problem I have with a lot of conspiracy theorists like Alex Jones and all these people. Is they seem to know government lies. The government's not telling you the truth. We've got to figure out the truth. We got to win the info war, and I'm down to win the info war. I'm an info warrior. I want to know the truth. Hell, I'm a truther. I'm a birther. I'm whatever you want to tag a T-H-E-R onto, I'm down with the cause, dude. I'm down with bringing down the man and the system and everything in between, let me tell you. But the thing I don't get is if You have this knowledge, you have this foresight, and you can see into your crystal ball. Why not, instead of using that and just sitting on the sideline and saying, "Hey, I'm gonna be saying I told you so," and kind of like teasing people and having them tease you back and just sort of snickering, why not try to lend a helping hand, do something positive with the situation and not sit around and just act like you're the doomsdayer and be almost cheerleading for something bad to happen so you could be right about your forecasting. I love these people like Gerald Celente and Alex Jones and, oh, what's his name, Webster Tarpley and Dr. Stan Monteith and Bob Chapman and all these, Lindsay Williams, all these characters. I love them to death. But you know what? They're characters. And the One Angry Jew is a great character too. And I would say the One Angry Jew is worthy to be in that, in the same canon with those luminaries of the underground conspiracy world, which, of course, as Beach Bum says, even the conspiracy theorists are right twice, or like broken clocks. They're like broken clocks. They're right twice a day. And I don't want you to be right, Jew. I think that's why people mock you, is they don't want you to be right. I don't want you to be right either. I don't want you to be right that there's going to be some mushroom cloud of death that's going to spread out over the entire globe, you know, Western Hemisphere or whatever. If it's so doom and gloom, I don't see why you're any safer than I am, quite frankly. I mean, if it's that bad, then it's going to get you too. And if it doesn't, I'm going to bring it with you, with me, and spread it to you. So I'm going to send it to you in a bill. You won't even know it's got plutonium in it, but I'll send it straight from San Francisco. I'll just, because there'll be so much of it out here, it'll be radiating out of my fucking earlobes. I'll just swab my tongue or I'll just spit on an envelope and send it to you, dude, and you'll be dead within like a day. So on that note, I'm going to bring the Jew back on. I'm sure he's foaming at the fucking mouth and ready to, his spleen is probably ruptured. There's probably steam coming out of his ears. I love it. All right, let's get him warmed up. Let's get him in the mood. I know he wants to talk some smack. Well, I want to hear some more, though. I love it. I love, you know, I've literally lost almost all of my live listeners thanks to the Jew. But I don't give a shit. I think it's it's entertaining, interesting, fascinating, and informative, and it's fucking making me want to shit my pants. You know what else makes me want to shit my pants, but in a good way? Some Los Amigos Invisibles. And they have a new record out. Just came out today. That's right. Not So Commercial is the name of it. It dropped today. And here's a little track called G-String. That's right. Los Amigos Invisibles. And the track, G-String. I'll be right back. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. We just heard the track there, G-String, from Los Amigos Invisibles. I believe they're from Brazil. And that's the track G-String off of their new one that just came out today. It's called Not So Commercial. It's a fun song, fun record, if you're into that sort of thing. Got another track called Sweet that I will play probably later on in the broadcast. But I want to get the Jew back on here. So what else is going on, Jew?
That was not Portuguese. That was Spanish.
Yeah, I think they're from Brazil, though.
Then they're singing in Spanish.
Yeah. So there's bands in the United States that sing in Spanish. There's bands in Europe there's bands in Spain that sing in French. No biggie.
That may be true.
All right, let me double check that. Fine. You're making me fact check. I've seen them live. They're awesome. If you haven't seen Los Amigos Invisibles, if you haven't seen them live, they're a party within them in of themselves. We can't talk. I feel like the goddamn fucking black conservative right now.
You do? Well, mumble a few words for me.
All right,
that's really good. Let me explain something. First of all, I'm not. This is not an I told you so. I've already told people, don't call me. Don't even. There won't be any point to being I told you so, because your life will be shit. Now, I can't even tell my own parents to take certain precautions.
Oh, they're from Venezuela. You're right. They're Venezuelan.
Yes. I tried to tell my parents today.
Communists, right? That means they're commies.
No. Why would that mean that they're communists? I have friends in Venezuela.
Venezuela, isn't that, what's his name?
Hugo Chavez. Just because Chavez is fucking Venezuela, much like Obama is fucking America, doesn't make, the fact that Obama's in the White House, does that make you a socialist?
Yes.
I don't consider myself a socialist.
If you talk to the Tea Party people, yes.
A lot of the Tea Party people I talk to are complete assholes.
Yeah, back the ones that are Tea Partiers right now, not the ones that originally were there.
No, the ones that took over. A lot of them are a bunch of chest-banging thugs who are no better than some of these...
neocons. They're basically neocons.
Other assholes is what they are.
Yeah, douchebag, asshole, fake conservatives.
I understand. Let me explain something to you. I tried to get my parents to take rational precautions today. I said,
and where are they located? Are they in the same area of the country as you, or are they in the West
yes.
Coast? Do you have family in the West Coast?
I do. I got a cousin on Manhattan Beach.
Oh, okay. So have you been in touch with him? What's he saying?
He works for the Air Force, so we'll see what he comes up with.
Oh, then you should have the inside scoop, dude. He should know for sure what's going down.
He is a mad scientist.
Yeah, he's probably gonna fucking save us all, dude. You should get down with him and see what's up.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm down with the. I know the lingo.
I don't think he's gonna save us all. Point is this.
Get down with him so you can see what's up.
All right. Point is this. I couldn't even get my own parents to double up on their medication, meaning call their provider and have them send out another 3 months supply.
Medication.
I was told that was ridiculous. Well. If there's a lot of fallout in California,
people order medication in month supply in bulk all the time. That's not unusual.
Yeah, well, I was told you can only get 3 months at a time. And I said, no, you could get more than that. No, you can't. I said, well, yeah, you can. All you got to do is tell them that you're traveling.
You're traveling.
And you won't be able to whatever. Oh, that won't work. I was rebuffed. And I said, well, you know what? My mother's a diabetic. And I said, okay, if you don't think that things are going to be disrupted, such as the supply of medicine, food, whatnot. So things like lettuce and whatnot, and certainly wines, you can forget about that. There's going to be a whole lot of things that are going to get totally fucked. It's going to be – now here, let's peel the onion a little bit. What is California famous for? Vineyards, right? Well, where's all that radiation going to go? It's going to kill every fucking vineyard that's out there.
Oh, it's going to kill all the pot crops, too.
Either way, it's going to make
it unusable. Destroy the cannabis industry, bro.
It's going to make it unusable.
Somewhere.
So the point is exactly...
It's going to destroy the economy. Yeah, it has huge ripple effects in all...
Oh, you could sit here all night long and think of various ways. But I've got plenty of people who, as I said, they just kind of laugh at me. You know, I'm funny. All right. I don't want it to be a night.
You are pretty funny, though. You are. I think you're pretty funny. Some people actually, you'd be surprised. Some people think you're not. I think you're funny, too.
You do? You think I'm funny?
Yeah, I do. I think you're fucking hilarious, dude. I don't always openly out loud laugh, like LOL laugh, but I think in general you're kind of funny.
In what kind of a way? In a sick,
like a straight man kind of way.
Yes.
Like I think you and I work better when we have some crazy over the top person to bounce off of us. When it's just you and me, it's just too dry.
This is true.
That's why Moxie was so good.
Oh, I didn't want to mention Moxie. Moxie is such a disappointment to me.
Yeah, but she filled that void. She was kind of like the little spark plug. You need that. I need to find another spark plug. There's tons of them.
Your spark plug is misfiring.
Yeah, I know.
I believe the gap is
sputtering out of control. Is more like it.
Yeah. I listened to that little clip, that little thing when they called up Bill.
I can only get like about a minute into it. And
you'll hear Moxie at the end.
I didn't even get that far, dude. I was just kind of like, all right, this is kind of weird and creepy. Like, it's just them on a Skype call, right? Them just all, whatever, conferencing in and trying to mess around with Bill. Speaking of people who I think are funny... I think Bill's hilarious. I think he's way... If you listen to that clip, Bill's the funniest thing about the whole thing. The guys that are prodding him are fucking stupid. They're not even saying anything interesting.
They are stupid. They always say... And that's the way they always
giggling.
Do the
show. They just giggle.
They're idiots. I call them little script kiddies. That's what they are. They're a waste of my time. Certainly not... They have not enough importance to command my full attention. That's for sure. Annoying.
Amen, brother. Preaching to the choir, as per usual. Hey, we're down. We've bored everybody to tears, except for Dr. Han Solo and Fish Tank Shitter. Fish Tank Shitter, I think I would have to. Personally, go to his mom's house and defecate on inside of her her mouth in order to get him to be pissed off and want to leave my chat. Seriously,
that's a bit graphic.
Huh?
That's a bit graphic.
I aim to please, dude.
I don't know who that was pleasing.
No, I'll do it. That was pretty bad. That was kind of bad. Sorry, Fish Tank Shitter. Now he's going to leave too. Fuck. Well, Dr. Han Solo, thank you for joining me. By the way, you shot first. All right. It's New Releases Tuesday. It's Vince of the Bay. I'm here with the Jew. Got a couple minutes left. I have enough time to squeeze in another track by an artist who released new music today. And I think this actually fits in with the subject matter that we've been talking about here. The Jew was talking earlier about where's Obama? Where's our leadership? And I agree. I think there's certain things I think there's certain things that our president should be benign on. Like I think there are certain things, like for example the Libyan thing. I don't think it's really our place to really, just like I didn't think it was our place to meddle with Saddam. I don't think it's our place to meddle with Gaddafi, and across the board. I just don't think we should be messing in the Middle East, period. But but with this Japanese thing, I think there is a direct threat to, I mean, this is one of these things where, like, you know, this is a direct threat to our country and our homeland. For once, there is a direct threat that we see potentially to our homeland. If we'd ever needed our homeland security, it would be right now. Like, forget these preemptive wars overseas. We got a potential biological war on our hands, on the shores of not only California, but Oregon, Washington, Alaska, potentially states even further inland, not to mention our neighbors, the Canadians and the Mexicans. You know, if we ever needed to defend the homeland, this is it. And Obama is twiddling his thumbs. And I thank you for pointing that out, One Angry Jew. I want to echo your point that this is a one aspect that I think our leadership needs to get out in the front on. Just like George Bush fumbled Katrina, just like Obama fumbled that oil spill. I mean, I think Obama had some unjust criticism in some respects with that oil spill. Like, I don't think it was his fault that the spill happened, but I think the response, the lackluster response at a certain point, I think it did rest on his shoulders. Just same with Katrina and Bush. I think there was just not just Bush, not just the federal government and the federal response to Katrina, but all levels of response were just lackluster and inept. And almost, I would almost say treasonous. And I think I see another potential. And if this Japan thing really blows up, I see another treasonous possible episode here. I tell you right now, Obama is not winning any fans over. If anything, he's lucky if he has any fans at this point. I don't think he wants to lead at this point, and I don't think he will. I really don't. I don't think he hasn't shown any signs of stepping up his game, and I don't think he will. I think he's just going to sit on the sidelines passively and just watch and hope that some sort of miracle last second touchdown pass, I guess he's just imagining it's just going to go away or work itself out or something. I mean, I do think it will work itself out in some way, shape, or form, but I don't know if that's going to be ultimately a good ending for some of the citizens of the United States. Like, I think the United States government should be doing a serious full-on assault on what's going on over there. And if anything, it looks like we're retreating. They said the USS Ronald Reagan, our beloved battleship that's been out there in the Pacific doing these counter maneuver this USS Reagan ship and that fleet out there, they, you know, just recently they were making headlines because they were doing these war games out there at the same time that the North Koreans, the DPRK, were doing tactical maneuverings in the same area. And you know, they were showing how tough they were in these little exercises. And now when there's a real fucking live, you know, when we're fucking live, when we're real world, they fucking turn around and fucking hightail out of there. What the fuck is that? That's typical. You know, it's typical considering it's called the USS Reagan. First sign of trouble, you hightail yourself out of there. Like the barracks in Lebanon, the 200 and some odd Marines that got bombed in Lebanon. That happened. They pulled the U.S. troops out of there. Get the fuck, we're fucking gone. See ya. Yeah, that's the Reagan that all these neocons and wannabe Tea Party teabagger people, all these douches that wear Reagan on their sleeve like he's some fucking hero. If he was around now, they would think he's a coward. He negotiated with terrorists. He negotiated with the Iranians. Anyway, it's not time to get into that. But leadership has failed us. It's too bad. I'm Vincent the Bay. Hopefully I have not failed you. Hopefully you'll join me again next time. That's it for the Disorderly Conduct New Releases Tuesday edition. Thank you very much for joining me. Thank you for all the calls. Thank you, Valerie. Thank you, the Chit Chatters, Angel, and Beach Bum, and Dr. Han Solo, the One Angry Jew. Thank you for joining me and helping to shed some insight into the situation that's going on, and we'll keep an eye on it, see how it develops. And I'll tell you one thing. I'm not going to be looking at my leaders, elected officials, for any sort of leadership. And speaking of which, here's that Screeching Weasel track I was talking about. It's called Follow Your Leaders, ironically. And I hope you'll follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Until next time, adios, amigos.
Find a people for the little people.
Freaking out as per usual. Whatever. It's Vincent and Bay. I'm in overtime right now on New Releases Tuesday. That was Screeching Weasel and Follow Your Leaders. And that's off their new one. It just came out today as well. It's called First World Manifesto. And in Screeching Weasel fashion, it consists of a lot of really short, quick punk, poppy punk songs. It's exactly what you expect from Screeching Weasel. I've been playing Screeching Weasel. I remember back in the days of college radio playing Screeching Weasel. And so this is what I would tend to expect from them. And if you like that track, you'll like every single other track, because they're all about exactly 2 minutes long and are at that same speed and tempo. And here's another one. It's called Beginningless Vacation.
What you think, my mother? When I'm with the bed the other night, something terrible occurred to me. What if I walked in by myself and an alternate reality? I'm burning people away. In another life, things I'm in sin, but everything was beautiful. Now I'm in a jacket and a tie, and I'm sitting in a cubicle. But I'm working out the master plan. All my life begins from my way back. Something's gotta give before I crack. Beginning is a guessing. Oh, when I finally get to the pile of death, I will be free to make my way.
You know, the theater folk, they must be very busy watching Glee or something tonight.